Could the Super Bowl you didn't want be the Super Bowl matchup the Chiefs didn't want either? We explore on this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Let me take a couple minutes to acknowledge my sponsors who pay for this podcast so you don't have to. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, for a free consult. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576. I thank Brandon Legal Group for their recent support of my 50th golf tournament, Todd Wright Tour, Good versus Evil, MMXXV. Jeremy from Brandon Legal Group was out on the Evil 17th tee, forcing players, as we do annually, to hit their tee shot while seated in a folding chair and giving every player a tournament shirt for the effort, whether the shot was good or not so good. Thank you, Jeremy. Again, for a free consult from a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Pin Chasers, 4 locations in Tampa. I visited their newest addition, which is now, what, over a year or so in the Pin Chasers family, which is literally across the street, basically, from the Brandon Legal Group home office. It is in Brandon. Pin Chasers has 4 locations. For location information, hours, phone contact, and more, go to pinchasers.net. That's also where you make your lane reservations, your party planning. Remember, you are never charged to use bowling shoes at Pin Chasers. Unlike at other places, you can choose to bowl that will likely charge you to use their bowling shoes. Pin Chasers will not charge you to use the shoes. It's that simple. That's money you save from the moment you walk in the door at Pin Chasers. Also follow pinchasers.net for daily specials on bowling, food, and beverage. They are Pin Chasers. They are bowling, food, and fun. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Looking ahead to Super Bowl 59, I was asked to do some segments on TV this week in Tampa and Orlando / Central Florida for Spectrum News on their 10:30 weeknight and weekend night sports show, Spectrum Sports 360. I've made appearances there for a long time, and they are wonderful people to work with. Ronnie Lane and I did segments this week, one of which basically asked, would the rematch, even though we skipped over a year, would Super Bowl 59 be as good as Super Bowl 57 was? And I said in the TV segment we already taped, I think it airs Friday or Saturday night, I said, listen, all I remember from the game is it was close. There was a key, basically pass interference / holding penalty late that allowed the Chiefs to milk the clock, kick the game-winning field goal, game over, and it was high scoring. I forgot, and I went back and looked for this podcast. The last time we had this Super Bowl, Chiefs win 38-35, acknowledging the late defensive holding call on James Bradbury, which set up the Chiefs milking the clock to the very end to attempt and successfully kick a game-winning field goal to win 38-35. I remember thinking after that game that two plays essentially were the reason the Chiefs won and the Eagles lost, because they resulted in 14 points for the Chiefs. I think actually 15 points, because there might have been a two-point conversion after one of the touchdowns. The Eagles were up 14-7 early second quarter after a Hurts to A.J. Brown touchdown, a 45-yard touchdown. Chiefs went 3-and-out. And then after a couple of plays, Jalen Hurts fumbled while running into Kansas City linebacker Nick Bolton. Hurts, I believe, then sort of kicked the ball a little bit. Bolton scooped and scored 36 yards for the touchdown, tying the game. So that was an enormous play. Eagles had the ball, up 14-7 off of Chiefs three and out. Eagles had scored on a long touchdown. Hurts puts the ball on the ground. Chiefs scoop and score. Then in the fourth quarter, we had the longest punt return in Super Bowl history. Right after, kind of similar to what happened with the Eagles, where they scored and then the Chiefs went three and out. The Chiefs scored on a 12-play, 75-yard drive to go up 28-27. Philly then has a three and out, punts, not a great punt. Kadarius Toney returns it 65 yards to the Eagle 5. And on the third play, Mahomes to Sky Moore. Chiefs up, actually kicked the extra point to go up 8, 35-27. So those were two very significant plays that, to me, were the difference. Both went the Chiefs' way. Eagles up 14-7 early second quarter. Hurts puts the ball on the ground. Chiefs pick it up, scoop and score. Then fourth quarter, after the Chiefs just cut, the Eagles had a 27-21 lead. Chiefs just took the lead. First time in the game, the Chiefs took the lead 28-27, Philly three and out. Not a great punt. Toney, longest punt return in Super Bowl history to the 5. Chiefs score three plays later. That's a 14-point swing. The first touchdown kind of kept the Chiefs in the game. The second touchdown allowed them to dictate the end of the game. So going back now, I'm a little bit more familiar with what happened. So I think it really was about two big plays. Otherwise, the game was pretty even. All the players aren't the same in this. Some Chiefs are still there, some are not. Some Eagles are still there, some are not. But the presence of Saquon Barkley, to me, is enormous for Philadelphia. I have been talking about this throughout the playoffs. It is a big reason why I have been so bullish on the Eagles winning their playoff games, winning the NFC, and for this podcast, winning this Super Bowl. Also, I have been of the opinion for a long time, as many of you who loyally listen to this podcast know, that the Chiefs would get to likely a third straight Super Bowl, but I don't see them winning it, falling short right at the end, perhaps in spectacular or dramatic fashion, or perhaps in a fashion where it's come up this week where Mahomes is asked, what motivates you? And he's talked about the bad loss to Brady and the Buccaneers 4 years ago. This could be like that. It could. The Chiefs win a lot of close games. That's a credit to many aspects of their organization, most notably the head coach, the quarterback. There's more to it. But what if the game isn't close? What if the Chiefs are forced to come from behind? What if you're putting the ball on Mahomes' racket and not giving him any support? To use the tennis analogy we used in the earlier podcast about how the Bills had the AFC Championship game on their racket with 3.5 minutes to go, and they double faulted, mainly because they ignored using James Cook, who was as good, if not better, offensively than Josh Allen in the AFC Championship game. The Eagles will not lose sight of Saquon Barkley. The Chiefs obviously will be as ready as they can be for Saquon Barkley. But the Eagles have Hall of Famers up front, even with the retirement of Jason Kelce. They also have run a pretty, it reminds me, and I know Eagle fans hate this, but when you look at the run the Eagles are on, where they haven't lost a game that Jalen Hurts has started and finished since losing to the Buccaneers in what, week four, week five? It's a power running game. It is low risk through the air from Hurts, one interception thrown since the Buccaneer game total. Usually averaging 22, 23, 24 passes. It went up a little higher against Washington because the Eagles just had the ball so damn much. But I stand by what I said around the time the Eagles were playing their first game against Green Bay and Barkley had the huge game, that by the end of this postseason, we may look at the Eagles not only as the champion, but that this postseason was simply dominated by Saquon Barkley. First touch against Washington, he goes all the way for a score. He was dominant in that game, didn't even have to play at the end of it. One account that I follow on Twitter, Dave Kluge, K-L-U-G-E, Kluge, I don't know how to pronounce it. I apologize, Dave. He was talking about how the Eagles are better here. That said, I'll take the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I get that, and that could certainly happen. But I just feel strongly that the Eagles can do enough of what they do well to force Kansas City into a situation, and they did a lot of this 2 years ago, and I think this team is better. And I think that Kansas City team was better. I think Kansas City was better 2 years ago than they are now. I think the Eagles are better now than they were 2 years ago. And as we just said, Kansas City didn't even have a lead until 28-27. And then they built on that lead with the Kadarius Toney punt return. They made the two big plays, one to stay in the game early, one to dictate the game late. Could they make those big plays again? Sure they can. But if they don't, and if the Eagles have their way offensively with a lot of Barkley and enough Hurts, and the Eagles don't turn the ball over, the Eagles make the big play or two, the Eagles defensively are very strong, it could put Mahomes and the Chiefs. There's a lot of times this year, even in recent playoff games, where you saw the Chiefs struggling to get yardage on first down, second down. If you have basically any sack, almost ends a drive. And I would imagine the Eagles are going to get those. Those are drive killers. They're a turnover without getting the ball immediately. You get it via a punt rather than tangibly a fumble or an interception with the yardage. So I would expect that. So I think the Eagles can make the game very difficult and uncomfortable for the Chiefs. A lot of respect here for Patrick Mahomes, but I could see it going the way the Chiefs were unable to come from behind against Brady and the Bucks, how their offensive line was just overwhelmed by what the Bucks did. The Eagles have the players and a coordinator in Vic Fangio to do that. So I feel very strongly about Philadelphia winning this game. As we tape this on a Thursday afternoon around 12 o'clock Eastern time via Vegas Insiders, Patrick Everson, he's been talking about how Eagles money has been coming in. He even quoted a Caesars sportsbook manager saying, you know, the line got to 2, then 1.5, then 1. Interesting that Patrick quoted a Caesars sportsbook manager saying, yeah, we might flip this to Eagles minus 1 rather than even. So that tells you what's happening here. And I think I understand why it is happening. That you could, there is not a scenario, in my opinion, where the Chiefs blow out Philly. There is a scenario where Philly blows out the Chiefs and or puts themselves in a very comfortable two-possession situation with the ball in the fourth quarter. And then what do you want to do? You want to milk the clock, and you have Saquon Barkley to do it and a very low risk passing attack with Kellen Moore calling the shots, presumably for the last time. Let's just hope Kellen Moore has not been as distracted for the last 2 weeks the way the Eagles defensive coordinator seemingly was distracted with taking the Arizona Cardinals job and putting together a staff. That was also something that hurt the Eagles in losing 2 years ago. I want to believe Kellen Moore has handled that better than the former Eagle defensive coordinator. So a lot of these things add up for me as a Philadelphia win. The total, I saw tick down a half point from last night, 49 to 48. Your implied totals on either side are roughly 23 and a half, right around there, 24. I haven't played anything yet. I told you before the Rams-Eagles game on the Todd Wright Survivor football podcast, I told you you might want to grab a ticket on the Eagles to win the whole thing, even before they play the Rams. And here they are, moving the line down and potentially going off as a one-point favorite. Trying to think if there's anything else that I can incorporate here. Notice the Andy Reid coming back suddenly bubbled up this week. And granted, there's not a lot of news stuff. I've been so busy coming off my golf tournament and with other things as a homeowner where I can't really gauge hype, but it seems pretty quiet. I mean, the teams know each other. They're good. They played 2 years ago. It isn't Kelce versus Kelce this time. I don't see a lot of bulletin board material. That could change. Sure, right after I do this podcast, something could change. But the is Andy Reid coaching next year has come up. Mr. Hunt says he knows he is. Andy says he is. I don't want Andy to step away. I will say for those of you who hate the Chiefs just because you hate teams that win a lot and you subscribe to conspiracy theories why they win a lot, if Andy steps away, the Chiefs won't win as much. I don't want to see Andy go away because I think I like Andy. I've interacted with him a little bit in the past. I know what a super guy he is. And having a guy like that involved in the NFL is a good thing. But I need to see that this isn't it for him. Maybe Andy just didn't want the victory tour, the farewell tour. And was like, just let me do my job. And then we'll handle it at, you know, after the Super Bowl. So we'll see. I just felt that this could be it for Andy. And it kind of felt that way with why Spags, the defensive coordinator of the Chiefs, never got a sniff for a head coaching interview. I have a feeling when Spags was brought back to fix the Chiefs' defense, he was done so with the promise that he would take over for Andy. And then that leaves Nagy, who returned to the Chiefs after a failed run in Chicago, who doesn't fail in Chicago. Then Nagy runs the offense totally. Him and Mahomes get along. Nagy would call the plays. Andy currently calls the plays with input from Nagy on play calling, etc. It all just makes sense. If Andy comes back and Spags comes back and Nagy comes back with Mahomes, then they'll have another run at this next year. But I heard what the owner and Andy said, and it may just, as Mike Florio often says, it is something until it isn't. So I still say this could be Andy's last game. I think that does it. I think we're good. You know, as good as Jones is, you got Carter on that side of the ball for the Eagles. neither of these teams have lost a lot. You know, I mentioned since the Eagles lost early in the season to the Bucs, they didn't lose a game that Hurts finished. And, you know, the Chiefs had their loss at Buffalo in the regular season, avenged that in the AFC title game, and then didn't play significant starters in the last game of the year. So you got a lot of winning going on here. And I can see either side winning this game. I just feel strongly, and it felt pretty strong for quite some time, the Chiefs were going to lose this Super Bowl. And the more I watched this Eagles team this season, and certainly going into the postseason, it was easy to identify Saquon Barkley as a reason why the Eagles would be the team to take Kansas City down. That's enough for me. What do you think? Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers and Brandon Legal Group. Talk to you soon.